This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to tell you a powerful story that will illustrate the power of Christ to forgive. And just let me read it to you rather than paraphrase it. It's by Dennis Kinlaw, who for years was the president of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. I was sitting one day, he says, at a wrought iron table for a luncheon at a very expensive home in Florida next to the swimming pool. There were four of us at this table, including Sally, the daughter of the family we were visiting. Sally was a mother in her 30s. As the conversation progressed, I began to suspect that Sally was a Christian. I knew her parents had not been Christians long, so I asked Sally, "How long have you been a believer?" She looked up and surprised me with her answer. She said, "It wasn't easy. You see, my father was an alcoholic, a Thursday night to Sunday noon alcoholic." I'd never heard that term before, a Thursday night to Sunday noon alcoholic. "But between Monday morning and Thursday afternoon, my dad made enough money and we lived very well. He was occasionally religious. He'd go to church once in a while. I always figured he went because of his guilt. But with my mother, it was another story. My mother was a pagan." Never heard anybody refer to their mother as a pagan. "She never had any guilt. She never went to church. And as a result, I never went to church. Here in the South, in Florida, everybody is a Southern Baptist. And Southern Baptists won't leave you alone," Sally chuckled. "My husband and I instructed our children, if anybody asks you what your religion is, we told our children to say, 'We're Jewish, we're Jewish.' I knew that that would keep people off our backs. After we became Christians, I had a hard time teaching my children that we were not Jewish." I thought that was interesting. "I think back to some of the conversations my mother and I had before we became believers, and they were so blasphemous that I shudder to even recall them. When I was 20, I fell in love with a wealthy young man. We had the country club wedding. We seemed to have everything going for us. But we hadn't been married very long, and I knew something was wrong. My hostility toward my husband deepened until one day I said to him, 'Dan, if you really loved me, you would walk out the door and never come back.' The happiest moment of every day, Dan, is when you walk out the door in the morning, and the most miserable part of my day is when you come back at night." That's pretty strong, isn't it? "If you really loved me, you'd leave and never show up again. But Dan did love me, and he wouldn't leave. Finally, I thought, well, maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's the neighborhood. So I raised the issue with Dan, and he said if it would help, we would move. So we bought a lot in the newest, loveliest, most expensive section in the city and built the dream house just for me. I had everything I could ask for. I was in the house 2 weeks, and I knew nothing had changed. Worse, I found out there was a religious woman, quote unquote, living 5 doors down the street. You can imagine my horror when I found out that we were in the same carpool. She would be taking my children to school sometimes. The inevitable day came when that religious woman pulled into my driveway. And with my kids, she got out, walked over to me and said, 'Sally, how are you?' Don't ask me why, but I found myself saying, 'What do you mean?' And that woman looked back and said, 'How are you really?' Then I exploded into tears. Sally said the next thing I knew, I was sitting in my living room, and that religious woman was sitting in one of my chairs saying, 'Sally, there's a hole in your heart so big that nothing in all of creation will ever fill it except Jesus Christ.' I was intrigued by what Sally told me next," Dennis Kinlaw said. "When the woman told me that, something inside me said, 'There it is. You've been waiting all your life for this moment. Now someone has finally said it.' May I tell you what happened in that moment? The power of the Lord was present in that religious woman to share a few words with Sally. And the power of the Lord was not only present, the power of the Lord was at work to do something in her life that no one else ultimately could do, offer her forgiveness. And that's what the Lord offers to you today."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.